Wednesday, 9 March 16, broadcast of Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker, and it's a blessing to be with you today. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with us to Revelation chapter 3. We're looking at the letter to the church at Philadelphia as we're studying these seven, at least we are examining these seven churches. Five of them had to be rebuked, and we're trying to learn from those mistakes. Two of them did not have to be rebuked. The church at Smyrna was a suffering church, and the church at Philadelphia was a church that was obedient to the Lord. And by the way, the church at Philadelphia, the word Philadelphia means the city of brotherly love, the city of brotherly love. And so these people had the characteristics of the Lord. Oh my, if you read in the epistles to John, the first and second and third John, you'll find out how important love for the brethren, love for God, and love for the brethren is. Now, the one that was writing, the Lord Jesus Christ, who we saw in John in Revelation chapter 1, identifies himself, first of all, as being holy. And secondly, he's true. And thirdly, he has the key of David. And then on today's broadcast, we want to look at this. He that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. I am so glad that our Lord Jesus Christ can and will open the doors of opportunity and ministry that he wants for us, and he certainly can close and will close those that are not according to his will. Do bless us now, Lord, with thy word, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. A lady here in the book of Revelation, you will find John fretting because it looked like no one would be found worthy to open the little book that the angel had, but all the line of the tribe of Judah, he prevailed to open that book. We won't get into that right now, but I'm telling you, our Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the God the Son of God, he is the one who opens and no man can shut, and he shuts and no man can open. And I'll tell you, my mind can just run down memory trail right now as I think about doors that I have seen the Lord Jesus Christ open over these past several years. Now, he's been doing that ever since he established the church. I'm well aware of that. But as far as this preacher is concerned, I could just go on and on and on. I'm thinking especially about when he opened the door to Micronesia. What a great blessing that was. That was in 1971. It all started in 1964, reading a Saturday Evening Post in Mr. Wilbur Hughes' barbershop. And God spoke to our heart. I mean, he spoke to my heart in such a real way. And for the next 7 years, we prayed and we sought the will of God. We could find very little about that part of the world. And I'll just cut to this real quick. 7 years to the very month, God opened the door for a radio broadcast out on the island of Ponape. And through that came an invitation to come out there. And Brother Jerry Gerganis and I made the first trip out there. And that was the beginning of a ministry that would spread throughout many of those islands. Oh, how we have seen God open doors. He not only opened the doors to carry the gospel, but he opened doors for planting churches, and he opened doors for building buildings, and my, just so many wonderful things that our Lord has done. And by the way, he is still doing. Praise the Lord for open doors. We have prayed for a long time for the Solomon Islands. And for I know that there's been some work in the Solomons, but we want to see a good fundamental independent Baptist work in the Solomon Islands. And you know, God has opened that door now, and we have a dear family that has responded to the call of God, the Diedrichs, and they are preparing now to go out to those islands that have been so neglected as far as the gospel is concerned for these many years. You know, we paid a great price in blood back in World War II to liberate these islands in the Pacific. Oh, that we had gotten there with the gospel so much earlier. But praise the Lord for those who are going now. And I thank the Lord for this open door that He is opening. And around the world, I'm amazed at the doors that God is opening in the Middle East. I'm not going to call any names here, because as you well know, in so many of these Middle Eastern countries, Jesus Christ is despised. Those who serve Him are despised. But I was just reading a report the other day, a personal report of some folks who are carrying the gospel in those areas, and the churches that are being built in areas that I would never have thought the gospel would have been received, much less people getting saved, and they're building churches. You know why? Because we have a Savior who is able to open doors that no man can close, and He can also close doors that no man can open. Let me just go to the second part of this. I also know that God can close the doors that He does not want to open. As I was thinking about this prior to preaching this message, my mind went back many years to a youth rally we had in another city. And that night, they were supposed to show a film. They said, oh, they had a good film, and they were going to show it. This was back in the days, you remember, the old 16-millimeter projectors. And at the best, those things were not all that good. But that night, we could not get that projector to work. We could not get it to work, and we fussed and fretted with it and finally forced it to work. And you know what we did the rest of that youth meeting? We spent the time explaining why we should have never shown that film. I'm telling you, dear friend, it was not what it was supposed to be. It was not a real Christ-honoring film. It did not promote a godly witnessing for the Lord. It was one of these worldly, lifestyle type of evangelism type things. And dear friend, we forced that door open. If we'd just listened to the Lord and realized that He had closed that door, we would have not gotten into the mess we got into that night. Now, you know, I may be speaking to someone here today, and you might be like the Apostle Paul was. You remember when Paul was on his way to Philippi, and he was just growing weary with waiting on God? And, you know, he just wanted to go to Bithynia, and he wanted to go to Mysia, and he wanted to go to all these places. And the Bible says the Spirit forbade him. He would not let him go. And Paul was one of these hard chargers, you know. Sharks, I understand sharks, these mammals or fish, whatever they are, that swim, I understand they never rest. They swim all the time. That's an unusual creature that God has created. And I know Paul took some time to rest, but Paul was a hard charger, and he didn't want to slow down. But God had him to slow down until he heard and received the Macedonian call in the vision of the night. He heard a man saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And then Paul knew that was the place for him to go. My, if he had gone to these other places, he would have missed that Macedonian call. I may be speaking to somebody today, and you're just growing tired. You have grown tired. You're growing tired on waiting on the Lord to open the door for you. Well, now, dear friend, God help us to have patience and wait. Now, we're not to sit down and stool and do nothing. I believe He has us to be faithful in our local church while we're waiting on any other doors to open. But let me just simply say this. Timing is also so important with the precious Word of God. And when God opens a door, it's evident, my friend, that He has opened the door. And when God closes the door, it's also evident that He has closed the door. May we not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I think about Abraham and Sarah. They grew tired of waiting on God to give Isaac. And Abraham got in trouble and fathered Ishmael. And by the way, his descendants are the thorn in the flesh to Israel and to this world, even unto this day, if only they had not grown tired and weary of waiting on the Lord. God help us to wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. This broadcast is targeted for the middle of our broadcast week. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church for midweek services. If you cannot be, let me invite you to join us on the internet. We're at www.calbapt.org. www.calbapt.org. 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Sure been good to be with you for another day of broadcasting. Let's be faithful to wait on Him, and then as God does open that doors, let's be faithful to follow Him through it. Please join us next broadcast if you can.